This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the New York Times, Mr. Tate, says that I make everybody hit me in the arm, which isn't true. Didn't shoot it in boys. Don't kill people's goldfish. But give me just a little tap in the arm for the New York Times.
I'll just give you a little tap.
Give me the 10%.
10%?
Ah! Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's not even 1/10 of 1%. Give me a little pop.
I don't want you to hit me back.
Come on. No, I'm not. I'm weak. My hands. It's like the New York Times says I do this, so let's make it true.
All right, okay.
That's a good one, yeah.
There you go.
A little bit more. We're going to reenact the New York Times.
All right.
Okay. And they also claim that I murder employees' goldfish. That's not true.
Where would they even get
that? I have sex with them. What?
Sorry. Where would they even get that from? Where?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, it was for a young niece. So that's what I'm finding them out. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, you read this stuff, it's like they want to insult the public.
Yeah. And there's a certain percentage of the public which will believe anything they say, which is crazy.
Speaking of that, did you see where Vanity Fair and a bunch of others said, Owen, they weren't even joking, wearing a, quote, tailored suit. He's not tailored. He's in great shape like you. Works out like 2 hours a day. They said, oh, he never wears suits, and he did it because he likes Richard Spencer. He doesn't like Richard Spencer. He never talked about Richard Spencer. And then they went on to say he said he wanted to hang Obama in the committee hearing. He never said that in there.
Yeah, they just invent it. It's like the whole, you can see it with all the Trump clips. Time and time again, they start reporting things he literally did not say. Just completely fabricated from start to finish. It's crazy. And nobody does any kind of fact-checking, and then people start adopting it as truth.
It becomes this rumor.
Becomes true, doesn't it? They just try and speak things into existence, and unfortunately, sometimes they're successful. So
I had a lady in the grocery store the other night. My wife wanted something. It was like 9 at night, so I didn't pull my phone out and get a conversation with her. She just goes, you're going to prison next for Russian spying like Roger Stone. And I went, he wasn't convicted of working with the Russians. She goes, ah, shut up. And I'm just like, I wasn't going to start yelling at her at the grocery store. I was just tired. But, I mean, these people are pathetic. Oh, and in closing, you got a demonstration tonight, 5 to 7. Everybody should come out there and support you in front of the New York Times. You'll be out there earlier than that as the employees let out. Bullhorning them. It's beautiful. Everybody should join you. What else you want to add, Owen? Then we're going to go to break, come back, go to all the calls, I promise. Baldy and everybody.
Yeah, well, let me just be clear about this, Alex. The reason why I'm going to be in front of the New York Times this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern is because the New York Times is trying to call for the end of my free speech. The New York Times is calling for me to be censored on the internet. So, and you like that. And so the liberals support that. So you're not a liberal. So they all cheer for me to be silenced. They all cheer for me to be censored.
These people are un-American. These people are idiots. And you will not silence us, scum. Let that scum know, Owen.
Well, he just ran away like the liberal coward he is. But, Alex, this is what the warning is. If they silence Owen Schroyer, if they silence InfoWars, they're silencing them next. I don't know what they don't get about that. That's how tyranny works.
And let's be clear.
So you can have different political opinions, but, man, free speech is free speech.
Yeah, and you're saying this over a 1,000-watt bullhorn system in New York. Beautiful.
Okay. It's a very, very slippery slope. And this is the thing that's going to happen when they try and eradicate anyone with common sense and only liberals are left. Then it'll be degrees of liberalism. Who's the most crazy? And the ones who are most crazy, if you're not quite crazy enough, you get censored. And it's just going to continue down the rabbit hole until God knows where we end.
It's going to be an entertaining and interesting time. Anybody that says things are boring, reality is insane.
There's no need for fiction. No, there's no need.
All right,
yeah, like all of this phone spying on us, Alex. Let me just say this, Alex, in closing. There are a lot of InfoWars fans out here that are really looking forward to coming out and seeing us tonight. So I hope that they can come out to the New York Times and peacefully protest with us. Again, peacefully, we are peaceful activists before the New York Times lies. Look at these crazy liberals right here. You're crazy, dude.
What's he saying?
I mean, he just keeps shining fake news. What did I lie about, sir? What did I say that's fake? What's fake? Like, name one. Are you a liberal?
You just said Epstein.
Are you a liberal? Are you a liberal?
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
You're a fascist.
Hold on, let's come back and talk to this libtard. I promise you, when you're called Baldy and John and Jim and Arthur and David and Jose and Reggie and Tad and everybody holding, get their numbers and their address. All of them are getting a free T-shirt, and I'm going to their calls.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you're a radio listener, let me describe this for you. What's going on band.video right now? Owen Stroyer just was in Times Square on a powerful megaphone public announcement system just saying, we have free speech, we love America, America's back. New York Times, you're not going to take our free speech. They call for him to be deplatformed. They're calling people that disagree with the Democrats to be arrested. It's all Russian agents. These are dangerous authoritarians. A guy is following the armored vehicle in traffic, yelling over and over again like a robot at him. Oh, and let's go to this libtard and see if he can talk.
Hey, Alex wants to hear from you. Say something. What's fake news? I don't know. What have we reported that's fake? So record low unemployment. What do you think about that? Okay. What about the record economic growth?
Epstein's fake news. We broke that. And they'll use a few things where...
Who killed Epstein? Look, Alex, it's really tough to engage with the zero IQ.
Well, that's the thing is they literally just say like one or two words they think is magic.
I know. I tried to have an intellectual conversation with him. He just has none. You're a fascist, dude.
Oh, really? He's literally like a retarded gremlin.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's the perfect description, Alex, retarded gremlin. And if you ask him for his opinion, he has such a strong opinion, he wants to follow the car. You ask him for his opinion, he has nothing to say. These people, they have nothing better to do with their lives.
What's shocking to me is I guess they're just such followers that's why they can't talk.
Yeah, they just follow and they just repeat what they've heard. And then when you ask them a very specific question, they don't have a genuine opinion of their own. I'd love to do. Has there been like some kind of IQ test with these liberals against?
Look how epic that shot looks. Guys, go full screen with that. I mean, wow, what road is that? That looks killer.
Straight out of a movie.
You know, we should. There are studies that leftists don't give to charity. They're unhealthy. They're hateful. They're very high rates of pedophilia and stuff. I mean, what's wrong with them?
They're just bottom feeders. I guess that's the bottom line to it. I don't know why they act exactly. Well, in fact, take all back. If you're like you exactly like you said earlier, if you're going to cut off your own son's penis at 3 years old, there's got to be something wrong with you. There's got to be something wrong with you. I mean, at the age of
three, you need to be executed.
Yeah, there's absolutely something wrong with you, and there's something wrong with every single one of them. You can't buy into their ideologies otherwise. So I guess it's just a matter of natural selection. If you're going to truly end up being a leftist, there's going to be something wrong with you to begin with.
Well, the Bible, when they've dug up all these places and turned out it's accurate history, and the Roman histories match it, a lot of cultures would build up, get a crazy priesthood, and then they would start cutting themselves up and sacrificing their kids and doing the same crap. It's like, this just keeps happening. It's weird.
It is weird, and I don't know. At the age of three, my opinion wasn't taken too seriously, and it shouldn't be. At the age of 16, my opinion wasn't taken too seriously, and it shouldn't be. I certainly couldn't call.
But you said when you were five, I want to have my genitals cut off. They put you in a rubber room. Now if your mommy wants it done and convinces you, we don't lock her up. We put her on TV.
It's absolute insanity. And then if you're 16 and you walk around saying the world is ending, you become person of the year. If you sell your soul to the insanity, they will repay you with popularity. And
are they on Broadway or something? That looks like a ticker tape parade. Let's go back to Owen. Owen.
Alex, let me just give the audience a little taste of what we've been doing around here. Merry Christmas from InfoWars.com. this is just a friendly reminder that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. So when you're gathered around the table with loved ones over the holidays, never forget that Epstein didn't commit suicide. When you're putting Christmas lights up on your house, remember that Christmas lights and Jeffrey Epstein have something in common. They don't hang themselves. You know what they say about New York City? If you can make it here, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Wow, Owen, incredible. Keep it up. Demonstration tonight, 4 to 7. He'll be back there before then. Please come out. Let's have a big deal. Everybody stream it. Cover it.
5 to 7 Eastern. We'll be out front of New York Times peacefully protesting that the fascist New York Times, owned by a billionaire from another country, is trying to end free speech in America. It will be broadcast live at Infowars.com and band.video.
Okay.
To you, Alex.
All right, now we're going to nothing but calls. Baldy, finish your point. Andrew Tate's here with us, world champion kickboxer. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. And thanks for the offer to the T-shirt, but it's okay. I actually purchased so many of your items. Instead of listing them, it'd be easier to play a game I invented called InfoWars Store Roulette.
Thank you.
I would call it InfoWars Store's Russian Roulette, but I wouldn't want to give it back to the
course. Well, let me tell you, we're barely keeping on air, so thank you, brother. Keep it up.
For sure, for sure. And Baldy is the name that I use when I troll the local radio stations. I've been doing it for about a decade now. I use the name Baldy as kind of a reverse psychology because they think, heck, anyone that would call themselves Baldy can't be that harmful. But believe me, I planted the brush fire in many a young men out there. But as far as the Horowitz report, yeah, again, you know, I think you can look at the guy. He didn't ask for any of this. You know, he just wants his pension. He doesn't want to go out to dinner and be harassed by a bunch of maniac liberals screaming him down. But he put in all the damaging stuff that needs to go forward. And now Durham.
No, you're right. Now that I had time to read the report, it is damaging. He did a good job in Congress. And you're right. I mean, they will terrorize anybody that doesn't submit to them. So, you know, and I expect Barr and what Durham have said. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I think it's just an obvious attack on democracy. I mean, it's that's why I'm looking at it from the outside. And I can to give you another perspective where I live from outside America. Everybody now, since this impeachment hearing, everybody outside of America watching it from the outside in is just saying that the American political system's a joke. And they're saying, how can you have a president and then nobody wants to allow him to be president or get anything done and constantly try and kick him out with no reason?
So this is backfired overseas?
Oh, yeah. It's being mocked internationally. Everyone's saying the American democratic process is a joke. That's what everyone's talking about. They're saying, I don't understand how the politics.
Because you're not allowed to talk to a foreign leader?
Okay. Yeah, like, exactly. You're not allowed to talk to a foreign leader, and then it's not even just that. They're saying, but he won the presidency. But everyone's just like, but he won. So what's the problem now? And you try and explain to him that there is
no
problem.
It'd be one thing at the end of the football game, if the other team whined and bitched, it'd be a big scandal. Those players would get kicked off the team. They're bitching 3.5 years later.
The bottom line of democracy, the underpinning, is that someone's going to lose, and you have to accept the result. This is the bottom line of democracy. Otherwise, you're not going to have a democratic nation. This is the bottom underpinning. So when you have the current situation where the people who lose cannot accept it, then you don't have a democratic society any further.
These people are authoritarians. Great points. Thank you, Baldy. All right, who's up next? We got Jose, David, Reggie, who's been home the longest here. That would be Arthur. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to Arthur in Florida. Arthur, thank you. You're on the air.
Oh. Merry Christmas, Alex.
You too, brother.
America's back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is great. Thank you. I really appreciate this shirt. I'll be happy to wear it, and I'll donate some money to the cause later on.
Thank you, sir.
I want to talk about the Virginia bill. I think SB 26 or 46. It was talking about yesterday. Got from National News.
Yes, there's a big article on Infowars.com. They're creating the gun registration. They admit for confiscation, and they say all semi-autos will be taken. Baby butchering Virginia Governor Northam, building a kill list of patriots to exterminate, calls for mandatory gun registration and then confiscation. Those are quotes.
And also, like, any, well, I guess they're redefining any kind of martial arts as paramilitary activity. So if I'm a boxer, and if I were to even take a class to teach somebody, then I can go for that.
Oh, yeah, Andrew, did you hear about this? They said any physical training where you could hurt somebody is now a felony in Virginia if this bill passes.
That is absolute insanity. That's crazy. That's crazy. And I want to, when all these things happen, I always wonder, a government is nothing other than a bunch of people telling a bunch of other people to enforce their rules. When's it going to get to a point when the law enforcement is going to sit and realize and wake up? that the people telling them to do certain things, to enforce these laws or to enforce these registers, are evil. There has to become a point when their enforcers turn around and say, no, we're not going to enforce it.
The majority of the sheriffs have said they're not going to do it. They'll just deputize all the citizens.
Absolutely.
Which, again, is the power of the elected people can elect a sheriff who then decide to arm everybody again over the law because the sheriff's the highest law in the county.
Yeah, and that's what you need. There has to come a point when these insane leftists try and pass a law and the people who actually have to enforce law come along and go, no, this is bad for people and I refuse to do it. And that's when it's really going to come unstuck.
There's going
to be a limit. There's going to be a limit.
I think we're starting to reach it. Arthur, anything else? Great points.
Yeah, I'm in Miami. I would love to, jump on a plane and fly over to Virginia and help protest that. But, I can't right now.
Hey, you're on the air talking about it, brother. You're kicking ass. Thank you. Go ahead. Can I say something else? He's gone. Okay. All right. I'm going to Reggie, and I'm going to John, and I'm going to Jose and Joshua and everybody else. David, you name it. Red, we're going to everybody on the other side. Andrew Tate is our guest. CobraTate.com, world champion, cruiserweight and heavyweight kickboxer, which means he's going to beat me up during the break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're back live. One of your phone calls. We have a guest. She's going to pop in. We'll continue with your calls into the next hour with Andrew Tate. Matt Bragg is going to take over the last 45 minutes of the next hour. Then the war room's coming up again. And tomorrow, I am out taking care of for some very important things during the show. I'll be back in later going live Friday evening. And I'll be here this weekend, not just Sunday, but also doing some shows Saturday. There's so much happening. So much happening on the ground with our team on the East Coast. You've seen all the big national headlines and how we're fighting hard for America. Thanks for your support. But you're going to have Mr. Tate tomorrow co-hosting with Tom Papert and others. So look for a powerful transmission tomorrow. And please spread the word because your word of mouth is king. I was asking, I mean, because you're heavyweight champ, cruiserweight champ, and some of the biggest, roughest groups out there, some of the top ones. I mean, this is not... This is rougher and more dangerous and bloody from what I've seen. You're the expert than the stuff we see in the UFC here in the U.S.
Yeah.
I was asking, are you retired? Are you going to come back? I know you recently fought.
Yeah, I'm considering coming back. I've been offered a contract for next year, so I might be fighting in February. I'll probably be fighting in Romania. A lot of this stuff is big in Eastern Europe. So I'll have to be fighting the Eastern European guys, and they're always up for a fight.
They're not the soy boys.
No, they're not the soy boys, and this is what happens. Hard times make hard people. They live a harsh reality, so they've lived through socialism and up until 1992, the Romanians, so they understand the horrors of socialism, and it created a very hard reality for them, which created very hard people.
I mean, I've seen some of your fights. It's brutal stuff.
Yeah, well, you have to be. You have to survive. It's never me, so that's how you have to be.
So I mean, what's your favorite fight you ever had?
My favorite fight I ever had, I think I fought against a German champion, actually. You can see it on YouTube. Or on my website, CobraTake.com, I fought against the German champion. I accepted the fight on 3 days' notice. I didn't even train. And then broke his jaw and left him in he had to have one of those head brace things, to correct all his face. And that made me happy.
So that's the thing. Can you overtrain and overthink it, or some just go in there with animal force?
Yeah, sometimes you can certainly overtrain and you can definitely overthink it. Sometimes you can just get in there and just be in the mood for a fight. It's kind of weird the way fighting works. And you saw with Anthony Joshua, I mean, he won the last one, but the one before that, he just wasn't in the mood to fight. Sometimes you just don't feel like fighting, as crazy as that sounds, because it's not an emotional thing, is it? It's a pre-designated time and date. So you may not be in a particular violent mood. You might be in a pretty happy mood, and you got to go in there against some psychos. That's how it goes.
But isn't it once they start trying to take you down, something clicks, even if you're not in the mood?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Most of the time, but...
Does it ever get where things slow down, but you're even faster, but the fight seems slow?
I think with me, most of the time, I don't remember a lot of my fights. It's kind of like you watch them back afterwards. There's so much adrenaline.
Yeah, keep rolling that when he knocks and breaks his jaw. Keep rolling that. Keep going.
Yeah, you don't remember a lot of them. This is a different fight. This is against a French champion there. And if you go to, I think this is on YouTube. There's a if you go. You look on there, you'll find it against the German champ. But, yeah, you don't remember a lot of it because adrenaline's so crazy, you don't really remember it. So that's just how it goes sometimes. You just have to get in there and see what happens.
Well, tomorrow you can get some of your highlights. We'll play those. They're just randomly going into these.
Yep.
But again, people get intimidated by masculinity, and then they try to dumb it down, act like dumb guys are strong. I've actually found a lot of times stronger men are actually also have a better intellect. I'm not putting people down that aren't physically strong. It's just, there's a lot of guys a lot stronger than I am by, magnitudes of 10. But there's this hatred of strength, like you said, and this pushing of mediocrity that is killing the species right now.
Absolutely, and it's done in every single possible way. If you watch every single movie now, there's women beating men up, which we all know is completely unrealistic. If you watch anything on TV, they always have the dad as some big bumbling idiot, and the woman is the smart, intelligent one who leads the family. The man doesn't know anything. Yeah, this is me being a French champion up. This was a hard fight. This is a Dutch guy. I fought them all. I've been all around the world. I fought everybody.
I want to see you break this German's jaw.
I think it's a little bit earlier on in this video. I think it's a little bit earlier on. It's probably about 3 minutes earlier in this video, and you'll see it. And I'll show you the exact punch. Yeah, they'll see it. He has Germany shorts on, and I have America shorts on.
Because so. you're American and British.
I'm American and British, and I always fought in the American colors. I like walking in, you know, USA. So I always fought in the American colors. So you'll.
I like that.
Yeah, they'll be able to see.
What made you choose the USA colors over the British?
I think England's completely fallen. England's a fallen country. America, at least we still have freedom of speech. At least you still have the Second Amendment. You have some things left that preserve your democracy. England as a whole is completely fallen. The European Union controls every nation.
That's a shame because people used to really respect those
colonies. England was the greatest empire on earth. They conquered the world. You couldn't mess with England.
And then they said get rid of masculinity.
Yeah, and then that's it now. And now we have a situation where even it doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter who the prime minister is. It doesn't matter who you vote for because European Union law supersedes British law anyway. So it's just how it works. So there's no this is a long hard fight. This is me against an Armenian. But yeah, there's no masculinity left in Western Europe as a whole. So England's a fallen country. So I always fought in American colors.
All right, let's go ahead and go to some calls. And I really appreciate you guys holding. I apologize, I'm out of control, but a lot's happening here on the show. Just really respect the callers. Reggie on the air from California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can, brother. Thanks for holding.
Oh, such a huge honor to finally talk to you. I had to leave Alaska just to get a hold of you.
Well, you're awesome. But, here you are, brother.
I have multiple ideas to help fund the InfoWar. But first of all, I have to thank you for saving my masculinity with your fine products. I've been using them since 2012. They actually saved my mother's life in her own words.
Wow.
And helped my friend to have a baby. I actually have made a video series, like you said, Take Action. On exactly the best way to use your product. I believe I found the best way, and I made a video series and put them online.
Well, that's exciting. So, what's the name of it? We'll all look it up.
My YouTube channel is Reg from Alaska, R-E-G from Alaska, Reg from Alaska, and you go on the videos tab. They're called Click on Me to Live, and you got to start with water, and then you flush the colon, then you flush your blood, and if you do these three steps, there's more than that, but these first three are the most important.
Well, I know this. I mean, I ran a lot and worked out a lot when I was young, and then I got into radio and TV fighting the globalists and started not, you know, taking care of myself, started drinking more, and then the beer has a lot of the, you know, estrogen mimickers in it, the hops and things. And then I never thought I needed supplements, but then I went and got my testosterone tested. I was like, whoa, so I went and took natural supplements to boost it back to what it should be, and that's how I've gotten healthy over the years. That's what Super Male Vitality and other things do. But, I mean, this is there's a reason men aren't masculine, too. They're targeting us and trying to suppress it. You're absolutely right. And we've got Mr. Tate here, Andrew Tate, to break that down. What's your view on all the estrogen mimickers, the chemicals? Because even people that were masculine, they're just being bombarded.
Yeah, testosterone is the very basis of masculinity in every single form. And I think if you look at some of the cultures which people are least easy to control, these are high testosterone males. If you have a whole bunch of low testosterone males, you have slaves. Eunuchs. That's what they do. They just want a bunch of eunuchs.
The angels used to chop your huevos off, and now they call it transgenderism. We're like, hey, it's cool. Let's chop all our babies' balls off. Yay!
Anything to be popular. Anything to, like I said, sell their souls to the devil. I saw something on Twitter the other day. Some guy was bragging about the fact that he was the one who brought the drag queens to the children's story hour and how proud he is of himself. And it was, you could tell, although there was a huge backlash, he just enjoyed the attention. This is a nobody who's a weak little man who's never achieved anything in his life.
And he's got major governments behind him.
That's right. So now he's damaging children with his insanity, and he knows deep down what he's doing is wrong. But for the first time in his life, he's getting attention, whether good or bad. And now he feels important. He's going to continue to spread the liberal insanity just to have a purpose. And this
Reggie, absolutely briefly, Reggie, finish it with what you're going to say, and then we have a guest popping in. I want to invite back for a full hour on all the shows. In fact, I want to get her as a reporter, and then just a year goes by, she's coming up.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that Jeff Fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
Guaranteed, when the New York Times and its billionaire owner from a different country shut down the free speech rights in America, the New York Times will shut down next. That's what happens under communism.
But that's going on in front of the New York Times in New York City right now. In fact, spontaneously, if you live in New York, and you're watching or listening, or you have friends and family in New York, tell them, go to the New York Times themselves and protest. In fact, let's organize a protest today from 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll cover it live during the War Room, his show today, with Savannah Hernandez sitting in and doing a fabulous job. And I'll be part of that as well. Globalist lies. Andrew Tate's here. We're taking your phone calls. We're going to Jose, David, everybody here today. We're going into the next hour. But I wanted to get Cherie Saber on because some of the folks I know ran into her when they were up in D.C. this week. And I was already familiar with her work. And then I saw her at some of the press conferences we had. So I had a chance to talk to her on the phone the other day. And she was telling me about being at the grassroots level in D.C. and Virginia for Trump. And if you think the infiltration is bad in the White House, it is incredible. The people trying to manage the Trump supporters are operatives, and they don't even really try to hide it. Cherie Saber is her Twitter, and she's done a lot of big work online, but got shadow banned and then banned, and then got kicked off Uber that she was driving as a job, and then got banned a bunch of other places, just like has happened to others, using this technocracy to go after people. So I wanted her to pop in today and talk about, as a grassroots activist, she's had the New York Times, the same people that are stalking us, same reporters, call her and try to set her up. And so they're really worried about her. And you say, well, why would they be worried about some lady? Well, some of her videos had 500,000 views, 20,000 views, 100,000 views. But she's a nice, smart mom, and she's going out doing reports, and she's shooting videos when she was Ubering, so they got her kicked off Uber.
Yeah, we talk about the Chinese social credit score and how they're going to start monitoring how people think and how they act, and if they don't behave themselves, they're not going to be able to fly, et cetera, et cetera. We're not that far away. You're already going to start destroying people's life. You're destroying their life and their income. That's what we already do.
And they admit that's the model. I mean, that's a threat to everybody. But you talk about leftists, how they think they're part of the power structure, and they go along with this evil, but they're pretending that they're part of the power structure by submitting. What is it, the instinct? I don't want to dominate people, but when people want to dominate me, I go crazy and spend all my time thinking about how I'm going to stop them.
Yeah, because you want to be self-reliant. You don't like the idea of completely relying on somebody, because that's a weakness, isn't it? Because it can always be exploited and used against you. And these people, exactly as you said, think that if they submit, if they give in, like the little gremlin from 300. Remember, have you seen that movie from 300? The little horrible creature who gives in to the invasion.
Shows versions. Them the past.
Yeah, and he goes, well, if I'm a big enough pussy, they'll let me live. They'll hopefully not, they'll spare me. And look what happens to him in the end. That's
well, he wanted to be a general, too, so they make him a general.
Yeah, he sold his soul. That's all the liberals do. They just want to sell their soul to the invading power, and they think that they're going to be protected.
And, of course, they're the first ones who get their throats slit.
Every single time.
Because if you take over and some traitor lowers the drawbridge, you've now got the castle. Who's the first person you want to get rid of? The dude that lowered the bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you don't trust his loyalty as a person, do you? And this is what these people do. They don't like self-reliance. We like self-reliance. These people are just hoping that they can just rely on these governmental systems, and they don't understand it. It's all going to be turned against them eventually, sooner or later.
It's unbelievable. Well, let's go to her. Cherie, I got a chance to talk to you about 10 minutes on the phone this weekend, and I appreciate you coming on today. And you're not a victim. You're not a victim, and you didn't want to get into this on air. You wanted to just come on and talk about how Trump's surrounded, but I want to talk about the persecution you've gone through. Not just Laura Loomer getting kicked off, you know, Uber Eats and Uber and not allowed to use, these Airbnb. I mean, you lost your job for supporting Trump. These people are terrorists.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Good to see you again. And first, let me say, after saying hi to the Alex world, I know there are a lot of people listening across the world, and I want to say here, 2020 landslide Trump, for sure. But if you remember when I was on with you the last time, I mentioned that I was doing rideshare. And sometime after that, I guess when they got onto me in FEMA, I was canceled for no reason from rideshare. I had a 4.9 stars and lots of great comments and accolade, and just out of the blue, they canceled me. So that's just one thing.
They want to punish you. That's why. They have to find a way to punish you. You do, for wrong think. You have to think what they think.
So that's, you know, it's sad to say, but that is completely real, that people are being banned from things. So many people are not saying that they're Trump supporters because they're afraid. They're literally afraid to for the ramifications of that.
Owen was in New York, and about 10% of people came up and said, I want you off air. We saw it on video earlier. I mean, these are un-American, dangerous people.
Yeah, and you know, the question is, my God, why? Because they know all together that Donald Trump, as we know, has been doing very good, will continue to do good, is going to do good. And naturally, that's not what they anticipated, what they wanted. You know, they're continuously talking about, of course, impeachment from, as we know, the very, very beginning. We know they're not going to stop, and so too we should not stop. The deep state is real. It's very real.
You didn't want to get into yourself, but that's why I wanted to tell that, just to know what you've gone through. I think Trump should give you a job, because I've seen your reports. You're a really smart lady and met you. But just getting into it now, a little bit in the next segment, start getting into what you discovered in Virginia and D.C. And again, we're not going to get into all of it, but she's literally had to move and stuff because they came after her, okay? This is how crazy this is. But just start telling people what's really going on.
Oh, my God. During the election, of course, I was a complete novice to this. I kind of got into it by some hook of fate. And throughout the whole time, as I was working diligently for the campaign with the initiative of Moms for Trump, so many times they were pushing me aside. I wasn't able to expand on the initiative as much as I wanted to. Whenever I planned events, people would actually call and tell their constituents not to go to these events. But, you know, we still prevailed. I have found, in terms of voter fraud, people from Africa were being paid to vote when they didn't even have their green card. When I expose or expand on this, you know, I've been pushed to the side. We did an event through the Moms for Trump initiative, and it was with Laura Trump and Natalio in Loudoun County. And I remember they were literally pushing me, and they told me, you can't have the Moms for Trump on. And they were doing every single thing possible to make it as minimal as possible. So the same people that were...
By the way, stay right there, and you're at the lowest level. I had the fellow on that managed four states officially for Trump saying the exact same thing last time. Wow. Neocon, never Trumpers. We'll be right up there.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now.
That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Trying to destroy our families and poison us and do all this, I would fight Boss Hogg and speak out against Boss Hogg, but I would not be risking my life. The evil taking over is so systematic, so over the top, so anti-human, it makes you become a Christian if you're not. I mean, it's satanic. No one can deny it now. And I can't believe so many people are joining with it. I think I like Stockholm Syndrome. They're scared. They go, well, I better try to make a friend of the devil. You don't do that. What would you call this time we're in, Andrew Tate?
Yeah, that's the ultimate act of cowardice, isn't it? Instead of resisting, you just pretend there's no problem, putting your head in the sand. It's the ultimate act of cowardice, and you'll see this all the time. When people are afraid to resist something, it doesn't matter what the issue is, doesn't matter what the particular gripe is. If they're afraid to resist and fight against it, the first thing you do is pretend there's no problem. Oh, what problem? Oh, it's fine. It's okay. What censorship? I don't see censorship. Like, you can point it out right directly in front of them, but they'll ignore the facts. Because then they don't have to be upset or concerned about what's going to come. Because they don't want to be concerned because they don't have any kind of balls to resist it. So they're going to pretend it didn't happen at all.
I agree. And there's this paradox. I'm going to ask our guest about that who's on the Skype with us. There's this paradox where there's no world government. Nobody wants your speech. There's no human-animal hybrids. And now we're going into, oh, yeah, that's all real. You better shut up or we'll arrest you, not just take your speech. So one group is saying it doesn't exist. One group's awake saying we need to do something. And then another group is saying it does exist and you better submit to it. So we're kind of entering that point where how are people going to deny all this when it's all out in the open now?
And that's what we said earlier about, and that's what Owen was saying. They're gonna ban all the conservatives, and then once you're only left with liberals, they're gonna decide who's more liberal than others, who believes in what, and they're gonna continue to ban people
and it just gets more extreme.
Yep, natural selection till you're left with the top most crazy 1%.
That's what happens with the jihadis.
Yep, that's exactly what happens. Yep, absolutely right.
What is it? I mean, I've been to England a lot, and I've just in the last 20 years, I've probably been there 10 times, and I mean, it's just every time I go back, it's worse, more unrecognizable. And then you go out to rural areas, it looks like London stand.
Yeah, that's London now, and it's we've got the Muslim mayor who promotes it. And what happens with the native English people? What do most native English people do? They pretend there's no problem. They say, what problem? Oh, it's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. This is the ultimate act of cowardice, is to pretend there's no issue at all, because it's the easiest way to you have an excuse then to not resist it, don't you? If you pretend.
And again, if they were people coming in adopting some of the culture, it'd be fine. They're not adopting. The government doesn't want people to adopt the culture. Cherie Saber is a great American patriot. She's talking about this. She's exposed so many big reports. They just disappeared, took her website away. Didn't even know what's happened. She's got a new one coming, momsfortrump.us, coming in just about a month, and I'll have her back on then. But again, you didn't want to come on about how you've been persecuted. You're like, no, because you're a winner. But it just shows how bad it is, even to a woman who's just out there on the front lines, because you're good looking, you're smart, they're scared of you. But then you were witnessing exactly the things. When you were telling me on the phone, it's exactly what this other guest, I forget his name, he's getting back on, he's an author too, but he publicly ran at least 4 states, ran another 7 partially. I mean, it says official campaign head for Trump. How the Never Trumpers came in, how he barely beat them, how he's worried this time, how they'll lie to Trump's face, lie to his family's face. But you've seen this in Virginia and D.C. at the events for yourself.
I have seen it 100%. I want people to know that this is real. When you talk about the deep state, it is real. After the election, I'm told by friends of mine that the people were crying, particularly in places like the EPA. They were crying. They were writing horrible things about the president. So it is real. It has not died. It is still there. I think that what everyone, first of all, the conversation must continue. We must continue to talk to people, talk about it, and not just be afraid. I think mostly people are afraid. People cannot believe that something like this is actually happening. They don't believe it. And as a result of not believing it, they will go and they will shroud themselves.
Tell a few more of the stories, because you've been involved at the grassroots level and seen this, where they're literally talking trash about Trump and then think you're in on it until they discover. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, 100%. You would go to these, events and people would just form and ferment lies. they make up lies about you if you are a full supporter of Donald Trump. And then they try to do, and even sometimes the very ones who say that they are supporting Donald Trump. Now, this is not going to be too much different. They've had 4 years now to plan. They have had 4 years now to do the brainwashing, 4 years now to keep people from voting for Trump. So we have to look. We all know Trump is going to win, and I say by a landslide, but this can happen if we continue to speak. We continue the narrative. There are a tremendous amount of stories about how people are underhanded. They do weird things. They pull you into the circle and then basically chop you up. Just so, you know, what is it? 5 ways from Sunday. So make no mistakes about it. It is extremely real. The degradation.
Folks wouldn't believe high-level people. On. The people wouldn't believe the high-level supposed Trump supporters that behind the scenes have tried to undermine Trump to me and then tried to get me to join them. I mean, it's like a James Bond movie.
Yes.
Yeah, they talk about, you know, look, I sit with people. I would say, what is it? Someone was in a high level, by the way, who works for one of the high-level newspapers. I hate Trump. Why? He's a crook. Well, how is he a crook? And you can never go beyond that.
You never get an answer. Yeah, they always have something generic.
Yeah, the question is, you know, how, you know, a billionaire becoming president is one thing, or becoming politician, but how do politicians in only 4 years become billionaires, speaking about crookery? Where is the crookery? Right.
Oh, they're mad because he's cut the gravy train off. Yeah, he's cut the lobbyist off.
Yes, and we can go on. So going forward, people are being banned. They're taking down. I had a young lady on one of my Moms for Trump events, and she's extremely astute. At the time, I had her speaking at the event because she wasn't even old enough yet to vote. But she was extremely active within the campaign and extremely, extremely smart. And recently, she had to take down one of the event video where she was speaking because she was being harassed.
Oh, yeah.
She was being harassed. So this kind of a thing is continuously going on. Again, I would like to say to people, please don't be afraid. By the way, I want to say a big heads up and handout to Owen Schroyer for taking that initiative. I've always felt that people should do that. The American people are the government, not the other way around. We all know that. But I think through this experience, it seems that conservatives and real American patriots, whether they're being held back or they're afraid or they don't believe it's happening, it is all happening. We have to go forward deeply, strongly, and with every resolve possible.
Beautifully said. Please join us again.
It happens.
On all the shows, come back with me next week and take calls, get more into this with you for a full hour. And please come on the other shows, because when you were on 2 years ago and a year ago, I really loved having you on. And then time flies. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, there's Sheree Saber. We need to get her
it
back on.
How do people
find you? Sure. Go ahead.
People can find me. Go to my Moms for Trump Facebook. It's there, Moms for Trump Virginia on Facebook. You can find me also Sheree Saber on Facebook. Alex, I think I found you because I was looking at an interview you did with Louis Farrakhan. And I think perhaps if you hadn't thought about it, to start doing face-to-face interview with people again. This is one of the ways that I plan to go forward with Moms for Trump, interviewing people out there in the grassroots. So many people have so much to say. You wouldn't believe some of the experiences, especially at the inauguration. People have so much, so many interesting stories, and I think it would be a good idea to get them all out there as part of the initiative of part of the path to move 2020 to a landslide.
Oh, yeah, they're really scared of that. That's why Facebook banned, oh, they don't ban you. Trump added, said, we're looking for strong women in the campaign. Anything good gets sabotaged. You're awesome. Please come on again next week. Promise me you will, and we really appreciate you. God bless.
I will make time for you, Alex. Thank you so much. Thank you for the hard work. My God, I watch you work so hard, so diligently. And I do also, like everyone else, totally endorse the products. Again, I love
God bless you for keeping us on air. Thank you, Sheree.
So much. Look, okay.
Folks like her always thank you. Always thank me. Thank me. We're all under attack. I'm just fighting for my life here. I mean, I'm not criticizing folks that thank me. I just wanted to get the point of, this is a fight, man. We're being attacked.
Well, imagine, look how hard we resist, and look all the things that they're still managing to get away with. Imagine we didn't resist at all. Imagine what would have happened by now if we weren't here, if you weren't broadcasting, if we weren't telling people the truth. Imagine what would have happened thus far without your voice, Alex.
Well, without your voice. Now, I appreciate the caller speaking of voice. I promise we're going bam, bam, bam to everybody. It's amazing. Mackenzie, Jose, David, Jeff, Tad, John, Jim, Joshua, stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.